It's time for JT the Brick.
It's a new day. It's a new chapter. It's a new era. It's a new mindset.
Jacoby Myers in motion. O'Connell takes the snap, throws it out to him. He's going to throw to the end zone. Touchdown, Devontae.
I love hearing that sound.
You know, I thought at the end of the year it was nice. Allegiant Stadium started to turn into a home field advantage. You could hear the roar of the crowd.
Well, to me, it's not just unconventional. It's the right way, and it's our way.
Vegas is the global hub of the Raider Nation. Now it's got to act that way every home game.
Raider Nation, as I always say, you know, you show up and we'll show out.
JT the Brick.
It's a real thing. It's a tangible thing. You get in the building and you feel it.
It's a war to track down Kansas City. I've always been a big fan of running the football.
Hand off to Zamir. Cuts to the right side. First down, 35. First 40. Down the 50. Near side, 40. 35, 30. And Zamir White might have just salted away a Raiders win.
I'm always looking for opportunities to compete, man. And this is a great one here.
And now,
Raider Nation unite.
Here's JT the Brick.
Back, JT, the last hour from Costa Mesa. I do not know if we'll ever be back to Costa Mesa. I don't know what the Raiders are doing. There are some rumors where the Raiders can take training camp, but I don't work on a lot of rumors with the Raiders, but I enjoyed Costa Mesa. It was really cool, man. It was good to get out of the Vegas weather. I'm happy I had the opportunity to do that. I wasn't here for every practice, but was here for most of them. I'll fly out Friday to Minneapolis for the Viking game. We'll start the preseason, and we'll go from there. Hopefully a little bit more time off before the end of the summer. It's still summer. Got to have a couple more days to get after with the family and the kids and do something. Because once the season starts, we don't come up for air until after the season. And we want it to be a long season. We'll get to the greatest Raider game of all time coming up in a moment. Raider Mike checking in. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you calling as we're live from Costa Mesa. What's happening?
Dude, greatest. I was torn on the greatest games ever. Because I'm a Raider fan since 68. Grew up in Oak Town, followed to L.A., et cetera, et cetera. When we first broke through in 76 after all those painful games, I thought that was the greatest. Mm-hmm. But then I moved to Maryland. My dad's CIA. He says, your parents are divorced, you're going to finally meet your real father. Okay, I'm in Maryland. I am the only Raider fan at my high school. Senior year, E3. Okay?
Mike, I love the history, but it's my last hour. I got to pound through this. Go get me into the games. What you think about the greatest game? Go ahead.
I'm trying to tell you, JT.
Okay.
83. I went to Atlantic City with all this money to bet on that game. I was only 18. Had a fake ID. Anyway, that game, because of where I was at, in Maryland against the Redskins, we had a 9-point spread. Oh, yeah, I'll take those 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
Basically beat you 38 to nothing. All my high school boys around me are Redskin fans. I'm just standing there with my Raider gear on going, yeah, I just took your $2,000, just took it to Atlantic City. And tripled it. So here we go. There's my Raiders story.
That's great.
Let's push through it. Raiders!
Well, that's a good story because Mike obviously, and there's only one Raider Mike, and Raider Mike, no disrespect to you because you're very good, but Raider Mike, who I started with the Jim Rome show, is we got to come up with something with Raider Mike, Bobby. That one's got to be Raider Mike something. Raider Mike, whatever. Can't be Raider Mike. There's only one Raider Rob. There's only one Black Hole Rob. There's only one Raider Mike. We can't have 15 Raider Mikes, man. My Raider Mike in Texas, he's always listening to the show. But let's get to that game. And I'd like to hear from you on this game. So start dialing now if you have a memory of Super Bowl 18. 702-365-9200. Our team put this together, and we came up for this game as our top Raider game of all time.
We now present the Raiders' top 10 games of all time.
And the Raiders have won the Super Bowl championship. They are the world champs.
The history of the Raiders.
He is going to get inside the five, touchdown.
The games that helped make the Raiders one of the most recognized franchises in NFL history.
Just win, baby.
The Raiders' top 10 games of all time begins now.
First time. This is it. Here it comes. Number one.
This is number one. The Los Angeles Raiders 38, the Washington Redskins 9. January 22nd, 1984, the Raiders win Super Bowl 18, famously dubbed Black Sunday by NFL Films. Super Bowl 18 put on a display the best that the NFL had to offer as the LA Raiders drubbed the Washington Redskins 38-9. The resounding victory rested on the running brilliance of Marcus Allen, the strength of the dominating defense and special teams play that shined in that game that led the club to their third Super Bowl title in 8 years. Now, let me stop. Should have won several more in the 70s. Say they won one or two more in the 70s, then you add these three. We're talking about five or six Super Bowls for the Raiders. All of these Super Bowls mattered, and the Raiders have not won the Super Bowl since. Since Super Bowl 18, it's coming up on Super Bowl 58 here. So the Raiders got to get going and get back to the winning ways. But that was unbelievable, from a block punt that got them going to getting the game going. There's so many notes that I have here on the Theismann interception, Jack Squirek. The list goes on and on. Fortunately, we have a lot of sound for this game that I'll get to momentarily. But it was the Marcus Allen game, the MVP, the third quarter touchdown, what happened as he reversed fields, the reverse field touchdown with the entire Redskin team looking for him and not being able to get their hands on him. That was a 74-yard sprint to give the Raiders an insurmountable lead and give the city of Los Angeles its first Super Bowl victory. Allen was easily the MVP of the game. He gained 191 yards on 20 carries and two touchdowns in the game. Another Super Bowl for the great Jim Plunkett along the way. And the AFC champion LA Raiders were back. They were back in black. And this was a big moment for everyone around the country, from Al Davis to the president calling in, and what it meant to this organization as they became the team of the decades. This, I believe, was their greatest roster of all time. Arguably, Super Bowl 15's roster. Several two-time Super Bowl winners played in Super Bowl 15 and 18, including Reggie Kinlaw, some of the other great players along the way. But this one with Mike Haynes, I really believe, was important. Al Davis said after the game, and you'll hear it, "Not only, in my opinion, are you the greatest team of all time, I think you rank with the greatest team of all time to have ever played in any professional sport." And Al Davis said that this team stood the test of time. If you take the victory of Super Bowl 18, the Hall of Famers who played in that game, the legends who played in that game, they had a ranking of the top 10 Super Bowl winners of all time. This did not make the list. I said, you got to be out of your mind here. They had the 18-0 Patriots, who lost the Super Bowl, ranked higher than this team that won the Super Bowl. But this team will stand the test of time. When you look at the cornerbacks who played in that game, to have Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes, the linebackers who played in the game, the pass rush, the offensive line, the quarterback, the running back performance of Marcus Allen, special teams, it all came together. Wow, we bring this to number one all time, and we're thrilled that a lot of people agree with it. Let's take a look at the sound that become the highlights of this game here, and there were so many. This is Summerall and Madden on the call. So if you look at John Madden, how about that? John Madden, the Super Bowl winner in Super Bowl 11, and then John Madden gets to be a part of this on the broadcast with Pat Summerall. Let's listen to first the block punt that changed the game early.
Jeff Hayes back to kick. Greg Pruitt back deep. Goes up after it. Hayes has it blocked. Touchdown, Raiders. I believe it was number 31, Derek Jensen, who did the blocking. It must have been.
And we talk about offense, defense, and all the matchups and the great players, and then this whole thing could be boiled down to special teams. It started that way. And that was Derek Jensen who blocked that punt. It looked like he came inside, and he was right in Jeff Hayes' face.
Love Madden on the call here with Summerall. How great is this? The great Jim Plunkett to the former, and he's not with us anymore. I wish he was. I always think of Cliff Branch. It's been 2 years since his party in Canton, Ohio, 5 years since his passing. This touchdown, Plunkett to Branch.
Here's another different formation. Barnwell and Branch to the left, and Allen was split to the right. And it's Branch for touchdown. Anthony Washington, the defender.
He's Cliff is still celebrating there. I'll tell you one thing, he doesn't throw that ball down. He doesn't spike it, though.
Barr's extra point is good. 65 yards they want in three plays. And the Raiders take a 14-0 lead.
Yeah, Matt Millen told me today in another conversation, those Raider teams, they didn't have a lot of sustained drives, man. They scored quickly, and this team scored, and the blowout ensued. Jack Squirek, the impact that he had here, once a Raider, always a Raider. This is one of the great moments, individual plays, in all of Raiders history.
Joe Washington in the backfield with Theismann. He's going to go to work for something. Throws outside, attempts a screen. Picked off by Jack Squirek. And the Raiders get another touchdown on a turnover.
Jack Squirek's going to take that ball home. No one's going to get that one from him. The Redskins had three guys out here on the right. They tried to set something up and throw the screen back to the left, but it didn't fool Jack Squirek.
David Hum holding, and Chris Barr for the extra point. 21-3, Raiders.
Wow, David Hum, the Hummer holding, where he rest in peace. The great David Hum. On that play, the Redskins ran that in the regular season against the Raiders to beat them. Raiders knew it was coming, including the great Johnny Otten, who was with this organization for well over 30 to 40 years. A videographer who was back, a young kid at the time, and saw that play happening and realized that Matt Millen came off the field. Squirek came in for one of those most defining plays that the Raiders have been built on. Marcus Allen, this is the 5-yard short touchdown run, making it 28-9.
Second and five. Second and goal from the foul. Marcus Allen. Raiders in the end zone. Touchdown, Marcus. 70 yards, 8 plays.
There's Marcus Allen, and he's doing what he does best, cut back. This is what he did at SC West. He's coming out here, he sees the defense starts to spring out, so he just stops and cuts right back against the grain.
Yeah, as Fabian pointed out on a YouTube feed, you can't forget Charlie Sumner's contribution to that play, the Squirek touchdown, no debate on that. A great moment in Raider history. So Marcus Allen with a little tease of a 5-yard run, but this was the iconic play that delivered him the MVP award.
Only 12 seconds left to play third quarter. Here's Marcus Allen. Cutting back upfield, and Marcus Allen could be gone. For Marcus Allen. And the Raiders are starting to shove this one in the winner's column. 74 yards. You've just witnessed the longest run in Super Bowl history from scrimmage by Marcus Allen on a broken play. The record had been held by Tom Matty. It was 58 yards in Super Bowl III. A busted play. Takes a special kind of individual for that kind of an effort. Barr's extra point is good. Raiders 35, Redskins 9.
Well, the blowout ensued here, and the Raiders were able to destroy the Washington Redskins on that Black Sunday. That's why I ranked this the number one game of all time. Here is the final call as the Raiders win their third Super Bowl.
Number 18 is about to be history. And the Lombardi Trophy will go to the Los Angeles Raiders. A very young team, but a super team. Largest margin of victory in a Super Bowl by 29 points, 38-9. The Raiders dominate the Redskins.
Pretty incredible that that went down. Unbelievable that that was able to go down. How do you see it? I think that's number one. That's the greatest roster team, explosive win. And if you don't agree with me, I respect your opinion. Maybe you think there was another Super Bowl team that was better. Let us know, 702-365-9200. The post game from this, but before we get to Al Davis, let's hear from NFL Films on how they describe Marcus Allen's long touchdown run.
Power play off the left side, 17 Bob Treo. Ken Coffey came up and a reverse field, and in doing so, he almost got the ball out. After I made that turn, everything slowed down. I remember Neil Okowitz just grasping. I mean, I could almost see the anxiety on their faces and the tension as I was running by. And then about 20 yards from the goal line, everything came back to normal speed.
That's pretty special. So Marcus Allen, as he said, everything slowed down as he just split through that defense. And he ran not only to the Heisman Trophy before that, but the MVP of the Super Bowl and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What a great career for the great Marcus Allen. The trophy presentation, a lot of people wondered about this. What would it sound like in that locker room with the bad blood between Al Davis and Pete Rozelle? Here it is.
Al, congratulations. Let us start out with the trophy presentation for Tom Flores and Al Davis. And here's the commissioner, Pete Rozelle. Pete?
Well, the Raiders, I think everyone would say, beat a fine football team today. The Redskins had won 31 of the last 34 games. And I think that it was clearly a very dominant win. You had scoring by your offense, by your defense, and by your special teams. And I think that while it's hard to mention just one, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the great job that Marcus Allen did in becoming the most valuable player of the game. And Tom, I think you certainly established yourself as one of the great coaches in the league.
Thank you.
Your consistent record of winning over the years, tremendous. And Al, you're to be congratulated for putting this cast together. You and the Raider management, you put together a great, great football team, and they sure showed it today. Congratulations.
Just win, baby.
All right, that's amazing. Al Davis, just win, baby, and the importance of that Pete Rozelle presentation there at the time, incredible. Al Davis' speech to the players immediately following, here it is.
Al, well, I just want to say 2 years ago when we came to Los Angeles, I really believed that the greatness of the Raiders would be in its future. And with all the great teams we've had, I think today that this organization, this team, this coaching staff dominated so decisively that two things must be said. Not only, in my opinion, are you the greatest Raider team of all time, I think you rank with the great teams of all time that have ever played any professional sport. Tom Flores isn't just a great coach in our league, with all due respect to the commissioner. He's one of the great coaches of all time. And the coaching staff, the organization, and I want to say one thing to the fans and the great players who wore the silver and the black in the past all over the country. And I want to pay tribute to my partner, Ed McGaugh, who died this winter. Again, you were magnificent. You dominated. And I love all of you, and you know that. And thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Excellent job.
Yeah.
Al, let me ask you something. With all the distractions that you have off the field, how are you able to keep focused on winning football games as you do and do throughout the years?
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win.
Just win.
Brett Musburger with the interview there of Al Davis. Brett Musburger later on became the voice of the Raiders before Jason Horowitz is now. How about that? Going back, this sound is absolutely incredible. President Reagan at the time made the phone call, here it is, into the locker room.
The nation's number one sporting fan, President Ronald Reagan, is standing by live in the White House. We're not going to have any telephone call breakup tonight. We're going to hook you up live right now with President Reagan. Mr. President.
Coach Tom Flores.
Yes, Mr. President.
Congratulations. That was a wonderful win tonight. I just think you ought to know, though, that you've given me some problems. I have already had a call from Moscow. They think that Marcus Allen is a new secret weapon, and they insist that we dismantle it. Now, they've given me an idea about that team that I just saw there of yours. If you'd turn them over to us, we'd put them in silos and we wouldn't have to build the MX missile. But it's been great. You proved tonight that a good defense can be also be a pretty good offense.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I really appreciate it. We played a good game tonight. Our players were just tremendous in every phase. We totally dominated. I think we proved to the whole world that the Silver and Black is the best team.
Well, you certainly were from what we saw out there on the field tonight. And again, my congratulations to you. God bless all of you. And there isn't anything that I could say that would make you any happier than you all must be.
Well, thank you. I wish you were here to enjoy it with us, but I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Wow, what a detailed reaction that we have for you here on the flagship of the Raiders as we take a look at this unbelievable moment in Raider history, back to Super Bowl 18. One final soundbite, Tom Flores postgame with the great Brent Musburger.
Tom Flores, this was one of the finest prepared football teams I have ever seen. You went right to work after beating Seattle. You kept your eye on Washington all the way. This whole organization was so competent when I was around.
Well, this is such a great group of guys, and you know, we just go out and do our job. We don't pay attention to what is said about us. We don't pay attention to all the hoopla and the distractions or whatever. We have a job to do, and we get it done, and it's just been tremendous.
All right, that is it. That is our coverage there, and we hope you enjoyed it. Our countdown, our summer series has come to an end. The greatest Raider games of all time at number one, Super Bowl 18, Black Sunday. That was on January 22nd, 1984, the Los Angeles Raiders 38, the Washington Redskins 9, and gave the city of Los Angeles their first Super Bowl victory, the final Super Bowl victory for the Raiders. And I really enjoyed this. It was fun putting this together. You know, I don't know when I came up with it, but I want to thank the people behind the scenes over at the Raider organization, especially Mike Taylor, my longtime friend, who I leaned on with a lot of just notes and him talking to me, and I'm talking to him about these games. And he had nothing to do with the order. He just kind of led me with the importance of all these games. Bobby, who dug up all the sound and some of the sound we got from the Raiders, but that was mostly Bobby going into the vaults on YouTube to find the sound that would tell this story. We really appreciate that. And then everybody else who jumped in and wanted to talk about these games. So that is it. Our summer series has come to an end on the last day of Raiders training camp. Wow, we timed that out beautifully. And, man, I remember April, May, sitting around with Bobby going, what the hell are we going to do this summer, man? How are we going to get through the heat and the dead zone? We came up with this idea, and we've been thanking all of our proud partners for helping us come up with this. So our partners all were behind it. We appreciate that. And I want to thank Tito's Handmade Vodka. You know, we just brought Tito's in to our portfolio of partners here. We can't thank them enough. So you'll be hearing me talk about Tito's all the time, their social media, what they do in town. One of the premier brands in all of spirits all over the world. We thank again Tito's, Shane, and the entire team for being a part of our training camp sponsorship, but going forward, being a part of our season coming up here. And the season kicks off with the preseason coming up Saturday in Minnesota against the Vikings. 702-365-9200. Looking forward to some reaction from this game. Got an open line or two for you. We should never have an open line, especially when we're talking about Raiders history. The M Resort Spahn Casino. Let's thank Patrick Durkin and the entire team over at the M Resort, who give us an opportunity not only to broadcast and talk about the official hotel of the Silver and Black, but welcome us in for their summer concert series. Head on out and see a show at the pool at the M Resort Spahn Casino.
The guys that stood out, that, you know, let's talk about guys that probably nobody thought about, like DJ Turner, DJ Glaze, Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers had a really good camp. Our entire offensive line, they changed their identity. Defensively, I thought Adam Butler from day one has been consistent. Malcolm Kuntz, Max Crosby, Tommy, Jack Jones, and I would say both of our safeties really played. Really our entire safety,
All
All right, JT, back with you on X, on Twitter at JT the Brick, Facebook at JT the Brick. This is our last show from Raiders training camp, and I always remind you, our proud partner, the DiCastaVerde Law Group, Alex and Orlando DiCastaVerde, helped us get out here. Their partnership's really important to us. If you get into an accident and you're injured, 702-222-9999. I have their number in my phone. If you're driving around, it's Vegas. It happens all the time in this state. Drivers are reckless. You need a qualified elite attorney or two that can help you. The brothers win. The brothers have your back, built on the legacy of their proud father who built the law firm. When I get a chance to see their lawyers, meet their staff, they come to our remotes. They're part of our family. La Familia. This family is legit. The DiCastaVerde Law Group. You see their billboards. You see their commercials. Remember, Raider Nation, proud partner of my show, the JT the Brick Show and Raider Nation Radio. Thanks to Alex DiCastaVerde, especially his brother, too. But Alex, who's a Raider fan, season ticket holder with me. Great to see him at games, and we appreciate his partnership. Live from training camp here in Costa Mesa. So that was the game. Super Bowl 18. Let's hear what the fans have to say about this. Let's begin with a Breezy or Brazzy. Do I get that right? Brazzy in Vegas. How are you?
It's Brazzy, man. But no, Brazzy. Yeah, you know, I was at the championship game in the Coliseum against the Seahawks. I was in third grade. My greatest memory about that is the 2 weeks leading up to the game, I had my little pocket Raiders notebook. I went around the whole playground taking bets, 25 cents, dollar, 50 cents, whatever you wanted. I had my Raiders up and down. And so it was the greatest thing coming in that Monday to school and just collecting, the biggest smile on my face. You know, third grade, and here we are, JT, just turned 50, mm-hmm. waiting for another one, right? We've been to one bowl. We all know what happened there. So, you know, I'm at every game with my son. We're tailgating a lot, Jay. We're in, you know, C-132 where you are. And so I'm just hoping for I check out, we get one more win. I can celebrate that with my sons. But that was definitely the greatest games. You know, Frank Hawkins, mm-hmm. he was one of my favorite players. See him around town sometimes. So, yeah, I definitely with you. It was one of the greatest game for me as a Raider mm-hmm. fan so far. And I'm hopeful we get another bowl before I check out. So always a treasure listening to you, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words. And, again, you know, Chris in West Oakland who fought me throughout this entire list. Greatest games. That's a blowout. How could it be a great game? What rankings? I'm not saying the ranking was right with all these games. I'm just saying that we included every game. Even the games that didn't make it into the top 10 that might have gotten into the top 10, we put them in the honorable mention category because we didn't want to leave any game out. And we left games out. We did let games out. I'll leave some games out. Very quickly, before I continue on this Brandon Ayuk story, talks now with the Steelers and the Patriots are heating up. The Steelers are in advanced negotiations to acquire wide receiver Brandon Ayuk from the 49ers. Ayuk, who has expressed a preference for playing in Pittsburgh, was seen at a Steelers practice, indicating the progress of the deal could be going forward. The trade details are being finalized, according to one report. So JPA Football says that the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh. That is not confirmed, but there are many sources out there that says this deal is coming. Rob Reinhart says the Steelers are finalizing a trade to deal the 49ers' Brandon Ayuk to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The deal is worth upwards to $26.2 million for 4 years for Ayuk, per source. The trade pieces are being put together, but Ayuk to Steel City is confirmed. All right, we're going to wait for it being confirmed by the Niners or the Steelers. And as I said, I'll say that one more time if you didn't hear it. The Niners will not win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. I don't think they can win. He's a hell of a player. He's one of their top players. You're not a better team if you're the 49ers without Brandon Ayuk. And Ayuk clearly is all about the money. He wants out of San Francisco where he was the number two to Debo. Let's get out to Raider 66, who's played a big role with what we've done this summer with the Summer Series Greatest Games of All Time. Thanks for supporting us, my friend. Appreciate you.
Hey, no problem, JT. How you doing today?
Real good, thanks.
Yeah, I know you can cover 2 hours of the Raiders all by yourself without even blinking an eye, but, you know, if Raider Mort's not available and you ever need Raider content, mm-hmm. feel free to give me a call anytime. I love talking about this stuff. I love these lists. And, it might not be one of the greatest games as far as drama and everything like that goes, but it was the most dominant, greatest Raider victory, I think, of all time. It showed absolute dominance. And let me put it in perspective a little bit for the fans that weren't around at that time. The Redskins, Washington, was coming off the Super Bowl 17 victory over the Dolphins in that strike short year. So they're the defending champs. All they do in 83 is go 14-2. Both losses were by a single point. So they were that close to going undefeated on a 16-game season. They had set the record that year for 541 points. That was an NFL record at the time for most points scored. Their defense, oh, my God, they led the league in rushing defense. They gave up less than 1,300 yards for the season. And get this. This is ridiculous. A plus 43 turnover margin. Think about that. They're 43, plus 43. So they've been taking the ball over left, right, and sideways all year long. The Raiders, were no slouch to themselves, and they played each other in early October, and that game had a direct bearing, as you mentioned earlier, on this Super Bowl. In that game, there were some big plays. Cliff Branch had a 99-yard touchdown reception. Pruitt had a 97-yard punt return. And Joe Washington had a 67-yard reception right before halftime that set up points for the Redskins for Washington that game. That proved prophetic in this game. The Raiders, they held Riggins, who had over 1,300 yards rushing and set a record 24 rushing touchdowns. And they held him to 64 yards on 26 carries. I mean, that's paltry numbers. And on a key fourth and one in the third quarter, Riggins was stopped by Reggie Kinlaw, and he just stuffed the middle of the line. And I think it was the next play that Marcus made his iconic 74-yard run. But this game, I didn't realize it at the time. The 38 points that the Raiders scored is still the most ever scored in a Super Bowl by an AFC team. It was tied a couple of years ago by the Chiefs when they beat the 49ers. But I didn't realize that. So 38 points at the time, it was a Super Bowl record. The 29-point margin of victory was a Super Bowl record at the time. The Raiders just ran up and down the field on those guys. And it also, John Facenda did the highlight film, the Black Sunday highlight film. That was the last voiceover he did for NFL films. And, people give me a hard time. They go, Raiders 66, you keep talking about all this stuff in the past. It's 30, 40 years ago. Yes, but as you know, celebrating the history of the Raiders is something we have to keep alive. We have a history. The Chargers, they keep talking, out of their backside. They've done nothing. Their greatest season, 1963, they won the AFL championship. The Raiders were 2-0 against them. They swept them. So even in their greatest season, the Raiders have scoreboard over those guys. So I just don't want to hear it. But the history, keeping it alive, is what we need to do. There are a lot of people that didn't live through it, and we are looking for more history to be made. And I think AP's got them working in the right way. But, in addition to having great coaches, great ownership, great players, they had great assistant coaches. You mentioned it on the Ghost of the Post game. When Tom Flores, the wide receiver coach at the time, noticed that the safeties were playing close to the line and told Stabler, take a peek at Ghost of the Post. It was a defining moment in that game. Same with this one. Charlie Sumner, the linebacker coach, remembered that October game when Washington caught that screen pass for the touchdown. He put in Jack Squirek, took Matt Millen out. Millen was not happy about it. Mm-hmm. Squirek said, keep an eye on Washington. He had the interception, and that, again, was a defining moment of the game. This Super Bowl also marked the first Super Bowl where a team scored an offensive, defensive, and special teams touchdown. And it was a very important thing. Just records set all over the 191 yards and 20 carries that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. The Redskins only gave up less than 1,300 for the whole season. He scored almost 200 or he could have ran for 200 if they hadn't taken him out. But it's just, things that we need to keep in the people's minds, keep them fresh, how great the Raiders are, because you never know when things are going to happen again. When this game happened, they were so dominant. I told all my friends, I said, I'll bet you the Raiders are going to go back-to-back. I said, I'll take them against the field. They haven't won a Super Bowl since, so I paid off a lot of bets. But it was just one of those accomplishments that, will live forever, and I don't believe that they're not one of the top 10 Super Bowl teams. And that conversation with President Reagan, that was one of the longest conversations that a coach and the president ever had. I mean, that was really quite in-depth. But, JT, I thank you so much for this, keeping the Raider history alive. Keep it up, Can't wait to see what you do next summer. Go Raiders.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I have no idea what I'm going to do next summer here. You never know what you're going to do from summer to summer. So hopefully still we're still going strong. And we're going to have a lot of good opportunities to talk about summertime radio and go down that road. And I want to continue to do that. And we got to come up with things. We got to come up with things from time to time. We got to look into what we can talk about to bring the history of the Raiders to the forefront. Because as Raiders 66 just said, and we're brought to you by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. I'll get to Raising Cane's momentarily. Talk about them every day from training camp. We have to take the past of the Raiders and continue to talk about it. Because as he said perfectly, you never know when it's going to happen again. Antonio Pierce is live here at camp. He wants to win. He grew up with those teams that we've been mentioning, especially Super Bowl 18. He remembers that as a child. He references it. He's here today talking as the head coach of the Raiders. He wants more moments like that. So let's bring up the past, but let's look towards the future. The future for Chicken Fingers is always Raising Cane's. I'm a Caniac, so are my kids. We want to thank Raising Cane's. Today it's our last show from Costa Mesa. I'm thanking all of our proud partners, especially Raising Cane's, for what they do for back to school, what they do in the community, the endorsements that I'm able to give them. It truly is a pleasure, but Raising Cane's knows they're part of my family. That's what my sons do. That's what my wife's do. We go to Raising Cane's for dinner. We bring it home. We go through the drive-thru. We love Raising Cane's. One love, and thank you to the entire team at Raising Cane's for being our proud partner as we are live from Costa Mesa. And we're going to wrap it up on the other side. If you want to get through, be the last calls to come in at 702-365-9200. We'll get to Antonio on the other side. And then I got to box up this equipment, take it to Q via Uber, then go from Q and get to the airport. And my flight's delayed. So I will go to the bar and have a Modelo. And if it's delayed, I'll have two Modelos and then go home and see my wife and kids tonight. Say goodbye to camp and hello to Minneapolis for game one of the preseason.
Culture, identity, who we are. Get back to the roots. Get back to what Mr. Davis, 65 years ago, started this bad boy with. You know, pride, poise. I finish it with passion, playing the Raider way, toughness, physicality, no apologies.
That was Antonio Pierce from earlier today. JT, this is our last segment from training camp. And I want to thank our proud partner, Resorts World, where my wife and I will be going to dinner coming back here over the next couple of days at Resorts World. You can go to Wally's, you can go to Carver's Steakhouse. The great food court is incredible. We love everything at Resorts World. Doghouse Saloon is home for football, college football, NFL football. You want to go to Doghouse Saloon for Thursday night football with us. If you can make it for Monday night football, Resorts World, the pool, the additions they've made to the property, new retail opening up all the time. I park in the lot. I go right down. You come out to the beautiful theater. Doghouse Saloon is right there. Tremendous gaming. And everybody we send there to stay there at that resort, love it. Resorts World, as it continues to be our proud partner here, live from training camp in Costa Mesa on Raider Nation Radio. Thanks to Resorts World for keeping us front and center with their marketing and what they do there. They're our proud partner. We recommend Resorts World, proud partner of Raider Nation Radio. So as Bobby and I were thinking about the show today, we didn't know when we were going to get Max Crosby. So we were able to get Max Crosby. We had to get it before the show. So Bobby's a wizard on the board, and Bobby was able to kind of work the wires together, right? And we were able to tape that interview. It's going to live on YouTube. The Raiders are going to pump it out. And there's some good sound bites there. So if you're a fan of Max Crosby, I really think if you missed the interview, go find it. You'll like that. And I'm proud of that interview because Max did not forget us. He said he'd come on from camp. He was the last interview we did, and he was really excited. Also, he thanked Mike over at La Casa Cigars because I brought a box of cigars for Mad Max, and he loved it. So thanks to Mike for that. I made the handoff for Mike, our proud partner over there who does a great job in Tivoli Village. Antonio, you're up next. Thanks for waiting. What's happening?
Hey, JT. Like always, always appreciate your shows, especially your knowledge, the way you break it down to all the young guys. And you're right. There could have been a couple more Super Bowls. You know, think of the matchups. There could have been a Dallas Super Bowl and the Niners Super Bowl. Actually, when the Raiders, when the Washington gets to play the Raiders, they
they have a controversial call, and the Niners actually probably would have been playing the Raiders in that Super Bowl. But what I remember the most about that year is the Al Davis, Mike Haynes trade. I mean, right there that year, you get Mike Haynes, you talk about domination. You watch some of the old film, you'll see Rod Martin saying, dominate, dominate. You watch it, you'll see him say that. And that's Mike Haynes and Lester locking down. I forget what they used to call those guys over there, but they had the Hogs. They have Joe Theismann and those wide receivers, and we shut them down. And then another great pickup was Greg Pruitt, I think the year before that. I mean, those are all, you guys look him up back in the day. Greg Pruitt was a great running back for the Cleveland Browns. And then Al Davis makes a move and gets us a Super Bowl. It's been 41 years, JT. I'm 59 in a couple more days, man. I'm going to hold on as long as I can, man. Maybe this year might be a magical year, and we celebrate a lot of Modelos in Vegas, brother. You have a good one.
Oh, well, kids, due to technical difficulties, that's the end of the show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.